doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got.
Walt Tip Julie Road Rage. You know, this is some interesting text from my Tessa writes, Tessa 385 says, hey, Walt, I'm a lifelong, it's Tiger Todd. He says, hey, Walt, I'm a lifelong Falcons fan, but as long as Dimitroff's in Atlanta, it'll be consistent 7-9 seasons.
See, nobody likes the guy.
Yeah, I think that's true. And you know the problem that NFL teams get into is they get stuck in this perpetual 8-8 existence that they just can't get out of. And you know, it's interesting because I have another text that says the problem with Gurley is Matt Ryan. Even if Gurley was 110%, Matt Ryan will not allow Atlanta to reach the peak. Atlanta needs to draft a new quarterback to take over. See, you know what? I think there's something to that. I think that there's some truth in both of those texts, in that I just think Matt Ryan is like Mr. 9-7. Mr., you know, I think that's just sort of who he is. And I think he's part of being locked into this. And I think what you have to pay him is part of being locked into this. You know, this is the way the game works now at the pro level, is that, you know, the best chance for you to win a Super Bowl is to do it the Patrick Mahomes way. Meaning, to do it on your rookie contract, because it meaning in your first 5 years, because that's the time that you can pay other people. Once you have to write the big checks to these quarterbacks after their rookie deals expire, now you have to make choices about who you're going to pay and who you're not going to pay. And that's a big dilemma. That's part of the salary cap era. Look, that's why there's actually one guy on NFL Network, Zig Fukowski, who used to play quarterback in the league a million years ago, who favors an exemption in the cap for quarterbacks. I don't. And no one else who ever speaks to him does, because again, you don't have a hard cap then. If you start making exceptions, well, you no longer have a hard cap. And the point of it was to create this equity imbalance. But there are issues. There's no question there are issues. And look, that's how the whole system was designed. The system was designed to promote parity and prevent New England Patriot-type domination. And yet some of the Patriots did it anyway. But part of that is that the easiest time for a team to win a title. And here's the dilemma. You know, normally you'd think, well, it takes, you know, years for your quarterback to get experience, to get ready to be a championship level quarterback. The problem is you don't have that time, because the way the whole system is set up, your best chance of winning is when a quarterback's on his rookie deal. Because as soon as the bill comes due, if he's elite, you're going to have to pay him $40 million a year. And now you can't pay a bunch of other players. You know, one thing you need to make sure of in a salary cap era is that your top three guys are super elite. And then it goes from there in stages. You know, you've got about nine guys you can pay to some degree. And then the rest of them you just have to fill in. That's what the NFL is now. That's how it works. That's how the salary cap, the internal salary cap structure works and how it impacts you. Like the Chiefs were able to win on Patrick Mahomes' rookie deal. We're to find out whether the Chiefs are still able to win if Mahomes is actually demanding $40 million a year.
Now, Casey, oh, they Chiefs would let him go? They can't let him go, though, right then, can
no,
they?
No, they're not going to let him go, but they may well have to cut in other areas.
That's what the Patriots do.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, in the Chiefs' case, all right, if they wind up having to pay Patrick Mahomes $40 million a year, and if that salary cap doesn't explode upwards, then they're going to have to let a bunch of pieces go that were key pieces to winning. And so will they be able to win again? I don't know. I don't know, because there are other teams that are coming. But all these teams that have these young quarterbacks, you know, some of them are on the same time schedule. You know, for example, you know, Mahomes and Watson and Lamar Jackson, all these cats, they're all on the same time schedule. Their rookie deals are going to be expiring. And then it's going to be how much you're going to pay them and what do you have left over. See, I think that's another part of the Houston situation. I think they were already thinking ahead to, you know, who they could pay and how much they could pay them. And I think they were already guessing that they weren't going to be able to pay Deshaun Watson and Nuke Hopkins, because I think they thought Nuke Hopkins' demands were going to be high. And I get that. I mean, I get why Nuke Hopkins' demands would be high. But it's a challenge to pay a quarterback and a receiver. You know, one of the things the Patriots have done for a million years is they've not paid receivers. You know, that's one of where the Patriots have saved money in areas. See, here's what the Patriots did. On offense, they said, okay, Brady, you do it. Now, generally, at least he had a few weapons. But for the most part, they didn't spend money on their offensive line. Every time an offensive lineman got too pricey, they got rid of him. They got rid of Nate Solder, and the Giants ridiculously paid Nate Solder. You know, I warned against that on air. I warned against paying that scrub. That's all he ever was. He was never an elite left tackle. The notion that the Giants thought he was an elite left tackle. You know, remember I say this all the time, Rona, don't deal with anybody smarter than you. Hey, newsflash, when the Patriots say we're not going to pay a guy that kind of money, why would you think it's a good idea? But the Giants did with Nate Solder. And he's been, I mean, if I'm being kind to Nate Solder, he's been averaged at best. And then Brown, after that, Brown, they also let go. They let him go to the Raiders. And so they don't pay anybody. They don't pay any receivers. And they don't pay any offensive linemen. Let me get to, it's Robert and, oh, it's Breaking Down Film and then Robert. Breaking Down Film. What's going on, Breaking Down Film? About time.
What's up, my man, Walt? How you doing?
Hey, good, Rob. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, man. So the draft is closing in. What's your thoughts at the top of the draft? Where's the shakeup start at?
I think it's three. I think it's if somebody does make a move mistakenly for Tua at three, and then we'll see whether Detroit can still get their guy if Detroit's willing to deal out of there, assuming their guy is Okuda. But what are you hearing in Miami circles, Rob? Are they what's your guy Armando saying down there in South Florida? Is it still all in for Tua, or is there more now momentum with that franchise for Justin Herbert, as I think there should be?
Yeah, I definitely think there's more momentum for Justin Herbert. And, you know, I think part of that is due to this sort of, you know, this sort of coronavirus outbreak where they're not able to sort of fully
vet
Tua Tagovailoa down there in Miami. And they're not able to, you know, get a full medical staff around them. But, you know, the Dolphins kind of tipped their hand on this a long time ago. I really believe, Walt, that they've been pretty high, and Justin Herbert may have been their guy all along. And this kind of goes to an interview that Mike Tannenbaum, former Dolphins VP of Operations, about a year ago, he was on a morning show with Mike Greenberg. And Mike Greenberg asked him the specific question. He said, Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa, who are you taking? And without hesitation, he said, Justin Herbert. And they went, whoa. They said, why would you do Justin Herbert? And he kind of spit out all these Bill Parcells sort of evaluation processes when it comes to quarterbacks. And a lot of those people
like,
in the offense building.
Like number of games started.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys in the Dolphins organization are Bill Parcells, Chris Greer. They all kind of came through the Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells sort of tree. So honestly, Walt, I think all along they've been very, very high on Justin Herbert. And this sort of coronavirus outbreak and the limitations that it has, it may have tipped the scale to them to, you know, really sort of focus on in on Justin as their guy.
Yeah, because, again, you can't vet Tua. And look, I'm not going to be able to convince the world of this, but in my mind, there's no way to vet him anyway. The only way to vet him is when we see him accept contact. You know, that when we see him get hit and get hit repeatedly, we'll find out whether he can hold up or not. And, again, the history of this injury, to me, does not suggest. First of all, here's what it comes down to for me, Rob. I think in the history of this injury, which are very few cases, there are 8 cases that are known, the recovery, at best, is like 50%. Already, round one quarterbacks are a 50% proposition. So if I add in another multiple, and now I say, okay, round one quarterbacks are 50%, quarterbacks that any player that has this hip injury is 50%. Well, now I'm down to 25%. You know, and I'm just not doing that. I'm not. When I get a guy who's 6'6", who has a big arm, who's athletic, bright, smart, has demonstrated leadership, has aced the entire postseason, and has never played with a receiver above a round 7 guy in Dylan Mitchell. I keep saying this. He has never played with a receiver drafted above round 7. These other cats are out there with All-American receivers all around them. And that's why it's not a fair evaluation. And again, in my opinion, if you put Justin Herbert with that LSU group this year or with that Alabama group, there wouldn't be any talk about who is going to be the number one quarterback in this draft.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I'm a big fan of Jordan Love as well. But here's another question I got for you, Walt. So I think the Dolphins and the Chargers have both clearly tipped their hands that they're going in, you know, for quarterback. I mean, both of these teams, they've got Cam Newton sitting out there, and I'm not the biggest fan of Cam Newton, but I'm saying if they really wanted a veteran, they could go get Cam Newton, and neither one of them are doing it. It's making it very obvious that they're going after quarterback. Also, what the Dolphins are making very clear is they're going to go after offensive tackle. In this free agency period, they've signed 2 interior offensive linemen. They've signed no tackles. So it's pretty clear they're going to target probably at either 18 or 26 a tackle. Who of those sort of big four, and I know you've got sort of a sleeper dark horse tackle, but I'm not including him, just out of the, say, top 4 tackles, which one of those guys do you see being on the board at 18, if any?
Man, Rob, you want it all, don't you? you want to find a way for one of those top 4 guys to slip to you at 18? Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, I think the only one that has a chance is Andrew Thomas, but I don't think he slips that far.
Yeah, look, you know, Thomas came into this process as the number one guy, the number one left tackle prospect. And what often happens throughout this vetting process is, especially this one, where there wasn't enough vetting, is eventually opinion reverts back to where it started, which is that Thomas is the number one guy. Look, all along I felt this. The one guy who is truly plug and play is Wills. I think all the other guys are going to have some adjustment period. And, you know, and some of these guys are right tackles, at least for now. And that's a bigger switch than people imagine. So it's not as easy. So a guy like, you know, the other thing is this, Rob. Historically speaking, right tackles aren't drafted in the first 12 picks. So is it conceivable that a guy like a Wirfs, for example, could slip through? It is conceivable for that reason. I mean, right now, I tend to think that the last one of those guys is going to be Wirfs, but I think it's really close, and I think each team is going to have a different idea. And if that's the case, Rob, then you're going to be left with either Jones or with Austin Jackson.
Yeah. So one last thing, Walt. I'll kind of pick your brain on this. Before the even 2019 season even started, one of the sort of best returning players in college football was AJ Epenesa up at Iowa, the defensive end.
Yeah,
he's kind of seen his stock sort of slide even since the end of the season. you know, yeah. combine testing wasn't as explosive as some would have liked. But what's your overall thoughts on AJ? I'm a huge fan. I actually think he could be a very good player, and I like him. And I kind of find his fall a little bit sort of weird in a way because I think he's a great player. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, you know, again, Rob, the NFL has these athletic profile numbers for every position that they adhere to. And when you don't meet those numbers, it frequently leads to a slip. And that's his problem right now. But he's a powerful guy who knows how to use leverage and can play. And he's always going to set a hard edge. You're not going to run in his direction. And he pressures the quarterback better than you think. He uses his hands well. He has heavy hands. I think so, too. But I also think he is sliding. I think he's now... you know, right now, I would say he's 20 and beyond. You know, so to the end of the round.
Yeah,
but one last thing, Rob, on your offensive tackle thing. Do you have a preference with Jones and Jackson? I'm going to tell you one thing. I think there's a world of thought out there that it's Jones. I'm not so sure. I think Jackson is way more gifted than people realize, and he's been through some things. You know, he's been through the donation to his younger sister, and obviously that hurt him from a physical strength standpoint. The marrow donation, and he's young. He's a kid, and I think he has so much room and potential to get better that. I know the world is sort of thinking Jones to Miami. I almost think Jackson to Miami.
Yeah, I like Jackson as well. I mean, I see, you know, Jones does have upside. He's very raw.
He does.
His fundamentals
yeah.
are lacking. But I seen him get bullied a little bit down there in Mobile at Senior Week. And
he did.
You know, Jackson, yeah. But Jackson, as you said, I think he's got a lot of upside. He's a great you know, I think a very highly intelligent kid. Typically, I fall in line with liking those guys, you know, the guys that I think are going to put in the work and do a lot of the intangible things. So I agree with you. I actually have Jackson over Jones on my board.
How about that? All right, Rob, good job. Excellent. Good talking to you. Hey, let's start All calling right. the show with regularity there.
All right, we'll do it, man.
All right, Rob. All right. See ya. We'll take a quick break here. Lines are pretty jammed. We got Robert, Patrick, Tony. I'm coming right to you. Don't go anywhere.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Located at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful historic downtown Pendleton, the Blue Heron offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. Featuring an upscale seating area and bar to catch all the big games, their daily menu specials and happy hour fits every craving. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Blue Heron Restaurant. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu specials and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you have to call a customer service number to discuss your investments, you should see what IQ Capital Strategy can do for you locally. Brian knows each investor has unique goals, and his multi-strategy active management strategy could help produce more favorable results for you with local customer service and personal support than you should expect from someone you're trusting with your investments. Visit IQ Capital Strategy at 735 North Townville Street in Seneca, or give them a call at 848-CAPITAL. That's 848-CAPITAL. Securities offered through Fortune Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Fortune Financial, and IQ Capital are separate entities.
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings. Get a 2019 F-150 XLT with heated seats and Sync 3. MSRP at $44,150. George Coleman Ford price at only $30,997. That's right, just $30,997, and you're in a new 2019 F-150. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 3/31/2020.
When everyone comes to the table, there's bound to be more loads of dishes. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliance special values, including a fingerprint-resistant Whirlpool stainless steel dishwasher for $270 less, now just $429. Its one-hour wash cycle gives you clean dishes, glasses, and pans in just 1 hour. Plus, it features a sensor cycle that automatically sets the right wash and dry settings for each load. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/15, U.S. only.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift.
Walter Tula Road Rage, coming to your calls in 1 minute. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. At First Class Halt, you have someone with the expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issues. We have top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment that we keep up to date, like a Hunter $75,000 laser alignment machine, so your alignment is perfect every time. We believe in our work. That's why we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California or Arizona and something goes wrong, we still stand behind our services. I mean, it's unbelievable. Who does that? We believe in honest estimates. One of our service advisors will go line by line with any recommended work we suggest and let you know the urgency behind any repairs. In other words, they might tell you, well, you need to do this in 3 months, or you need to do this in 6 months, for example. And how about this with an oil change? Tell me who does this. One, we test drive your vehicle before and after. Two, our master tech will rotate your tires. The service is included in your oil change and is performed by one of our master techs. Three, our master tech will perform a complete brake inspection. We see others glance at brakes. We remove the tires and we measure your brakes. Four, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. Look, we believe in complete and honest service. That's why at First Class Halt, our oil change encompasses so much more. So go see them today. Trust me, if you own one of those vehicles, you have a competitive advantage. Take advantage of it. Get to Anderson or Greenville First Class Halt. Two locations to serve you. You will thank me later. All right, to the phones. It's Robert, Patrick, Tony coming right to you. It's all phones this segment. Robert, how are you?
Good, Walt, you?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Man, you were talking about you can't pay a quarterback and a receiver. All you got to do is just look at the Atlanta Falcons, and they're paying Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. So, you know, I'm hoping, as a football fan, I'm hoping that the first two picks of the draft next year are Atlanta and Carolina, and one drafts Fields and one drafts Lawrence in the same conference. Wouldn't that be awesome in the same division? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yo. Well, yeah, and I've had texters say, man, I never thought about that, the way you lay that out with the Fields and Lawrence rivalry. And, it's going to be – I think it's going to be long-lasting. It's going to be fun to watch, and I think it's going to start this year. But in terms of, you know, Atlanta paying those two guys, yeah, look, and I still think that's what set Atlanta back. I never would have made that move for Julio Jones. I said it at the time. I still say it today. You can't jump 20 picks for a wide receiver. It's not the way business is conducted. And furthermore, the Falcons didn't understand at the time, and this is Dimitroff, you know, and this is when I actually thought Dimitroff might have some promise. It was after the Falcons got crushed by Green Bay in the playoffs, and Dimitroff realized that they weren't explosive enough. And I heard him come on radio, national radio, and he said, look, it's never been more clear. we're not explosive enough. And I agreed with that completely. In fact, I credited him like the next day with what he said for understanding what they needed to do. And what that actually culminated in, what that actually meant for Dimitroff was to jump up 20 spots to get Julio Jones. That is not what I meant by getting explosive. You had a defense that lacked explosiveness all over the place. I think that set Atlanta back. I don't think they've ever fully recovered from it. And at the same time, I was never sure you should pay Matt Ryan $100 million because I think Matt Ryan is what he is. And I think that combination of events has locked the Atlanta Falcons into sort of permanent 8-8 status.
Yeah, well, I've told you before, I think Arthur Blank shares a little bit of responsibility in Atlanta's struggles as well, because he goes onto the media and talks about, oh, we're going to, you know, everybody loves Matt Ryan, everybody loves Julio Jones, we're going to re-sign him. And, you know, you just can't do that. So... I missed most of your show yesterday. I didn't get the chance to listen on the podcast. I guess you went over the NFL where people were going to finish. Who did you have?
No, I haven't done that yet.
Oh, you didn't go over that yet? Oh, I thought you went over that yesterday.
No, I haven't hit any of the divisions yet. I plan on doing that like 2 days ago. I haven't gotten to it yet, so we're still busy. I have said some things about it. I mean, I've already indicated that I think the three best teams in the AFC in no particular order are going to be Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City. And if I had to pick a fourth, I'd pick Cleveland. But I haven't gone division by division and with any breakdown as yet. They may start today.
Okay, cool. Well, I didn't miss it. One last question, and I'll are you ready to reveal your hidden gem in the draft? Out of the top 100, let's go out of the top 100. Who's your sleeper in this draft? Is there a quarterback or just a regular player? I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk about this safety from Lenore Ryan. And I've also read...
You're talking about Kyle Duggar. I don't think he's a sleeper. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, he may wind up being the best safety in the draft, so I don't think he's a sleeper. I think one sleeper, and I've already touched on it, so it's sort of out of the bag, but I think one sleeper is Matt Peart, the offensive tackle out of UConn. I think when all is said and done, that the best left tackle in this draft will not be taken in round one. And it's not going to be overnight. It's going to take Peart a couple of years to get stronger. But he has everything you look for in a prototypical left tackle where the job is to protect a quarterback in a passing league. I think to a greater extent than most of the guys we're talking about in round one. I mean, first of all, several of the guys we're talking about in round one are really right tackles. And again, that transformation from right tackle to left tackle is not as easily. People just say, well, he looks athletic. We can just slide him over. It doesn't work like that. If a guy's been a right tackle for a long time, the transition from right tackle to left tackle is significant.
Well, unless he's had a left-handed quarterback.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I was curious about that because you always seem to come up with, you know, one of these diamonds in the rough.
I have others. I probably have 10 or 12 of those guys right now, including some guys who will be round 6, round 7 kind of steals. So I have others. I'll be getting to them.
Is that unusual? Is that a high number or is that a low number?
I think this is a deep draft. I think from in terms of my, you know, Huddle Report deal and contest, it's hard to evaluate this because I think there are more potential top 100 players than ever before. And so I think that there's a really good chance that that teams can come away with starting caliber players, even in rounds 4 and 5, if you execute correctly. Hey, Robert, good talking to you. I got to move on. Appreciate the call as always. Thank you, Robert. Let me get to Patrick and then Tony. Patrick, how are you?
Good. Well, how are you doing?
Good, Patrick. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me. I've called in before just a couple times, but I'm a huge Bills fan. And I don't know if you remember the call one time I called in. I'm like, are the Bills going to move? Because Bill or Ben.
Oh, yeah.
So my question is I was listening to the Pony Express this weekend, and he was just like going over his divisions, and he's like, the Pats are going to win. You know, Josh Allen's garbage. Plus, I love you because every time you talk about Josh Allen, I get so pumped up in the car. So, because I always your boy.
Yeah. Well,
just saying that, you know, basically he's terrible. And I just, my question is ultimately overall on the thing is Brady's gone. And, you know, even with all the woes that they said that they had on offense, I mean, he you know, he still put up 420 points, which is what, like fourth or fifth in the NFL.
Yeah.
And now you're just going to drop somebody else in there and they're going to be fine with the same offensive line, same receivers. I don't really see New England doing a whole lot right now.
No, look, I think N'Keal Harry will get better in year two when he has a full season. And I think, you know, landing the fullback from Green Bay will help them a lot because they lost Devlin last year and it really damaged their running game. And they're going to need a running game to protect a young quarterback. You know, the other thing I think is hysterical, Patrick, in an embarrassing way for Belichick, is the Patriots at the combine and otherwise in the short time that you had to vet some of these candidates in this draft, they met with 20 wide receivers and tight ends. That is absolutely disgraceful that they're doing that when Brady is gone. You know, last year was an incredibly deep tight end draft. They drafted none of them. You get Dawson Knox, who goes to the Bills, who's going to turn into a great player who they could have taken and didn't take when they desperately needed him. And now that Brady's gone, they're going to try and go out and get Stidham weapons. I mean, that just shows you how Belichick has fallen apart in the last 5 years. And no offense, but if that idiot thinks Josh Allen can't play, he shouldn't be talking on radio about football. And the truth about it is that the Bills are going to win that division. I have very little doubt about it. I think New England will still compete for a playoff spot. But I think Buffalo knows what they're doing. That front office, that coaching staff, you know, they competed with the Patriots this year, and I think it's just going to continue next year. And if anyone thinks Josh Allen can't play, you are not paying attention. You don't know what talent looks like. This guy is smart. You know, he aced the whiteboard in the process. He is he's a quick study. He learns. He learns from his mistakes, and you can see he is a hyper-competitive nature. When he walked off that field after losing to Houston, you could see the pain in his face. He was angry. He, you know, that's what I'm looking for. He has that. He has that. I'll tell you, Patrick, as a Buffalo fan, I think you're going to be really happy the next decade. I think the Bills are coming back to prominence.
Yeah. My only other question to you was, do you think that, you know, obviously the offense is you know, obviously going, it's hyped up now, but do you think they have the depth underneath, like the guys like Duke Williams and them, like, you know, if somebody should go down, that's my scary thing. I just don't feel like, you know, behind those guys they have the weapons still.
Yeah, well, I thought he flashed again at the end of last year, so I'm confident about it. And look, I love that whole combination. I love Singletary. I was excited to see where he was going to go. He went to Buffalo, too. I love Dawson Knox. I think Knox is about to explode. He's a really athletic, tough kid. I think Buffalo just knows what they're doing. I mean, honestly, they look like the new Patriots.
Very good point, yeah.
Yep.
My last question for you, and I'll take it off the air. Where do you think they'll, with the draft pick, with losing their first round pick, what do you think they'll go after in the second round? And I'll take that off the air.
All right, Patrick. Thank you. Let me think about that. I'll get back to you on the other side of this break. Let me tell you about Harry's. You know, Harry's has an unbelievable offer for listeners of my show. First of all, join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. It's Harry's. It's unbelievable. And, you know, what I love most is the flexible soft hinge glides across the contours of my face. There are never any cuts or burns. I mean, 10 million guys have made the switch. 10 million guys can't be wrong. They're not. Make the switch today. Trust me, you'll thank me later. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. It's an incredible offer. So join the millions. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your $5 off new customers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from harrys.com with code WALT. We'll take a quick break. That, by the way, that means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Quick break. Tony, you're up first. We get back.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Marco's Pizza has come to Clemson, featuring pizza, wings, subs, and salads. Marco's Pizza is owned by former Tigers Byron Maxwell and Jarvis Jenkins. 707-4992 for delivery or carryout. Order online at marcos.com with or without the app.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
The Pendleton Tire Company is here to help you hit the open road this season. Between March 18th and April 6th, purchase 4 new Michelin or BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires and get up to a $70 Visa reward card or virtual account. Plus, receive an extra $50 reward card towards the install. That's up to $120 in total savings after submission. Check it out at PendletonTire.com. Void where prohibited. Visit MichelinMan.com/promotion, BFGoodrichTires.com/promotion, and MyTire.RewardPromo.com for full details.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina, in conjunction with Ford Motor Company, is excited to announce 0% financing for 84 months through Ford Credit on all remaining 2019 models. That's right, free money for 84 months. Talk about low payments, interest-free. 2019 Edges, F-150s, Mustangs, Rangers, Ford's entire 2019 lineup, including Super Duties. Take advantage of this incredible offer exclusively at Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. The home of no dealer fees.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
We'll ever find the party that lasts all night. There's a vibe in the city I've never felt before in my life.
and the people of the world say, oh yeah, baby, oh yeah, mommy, the list I like after party.
Little Ozo Motley on whatever day it is, Thursday. Tony, I'm coming right to you. Before I do, hey, let me tell you about Harry's. Look, how many guys are overpaying for razors? Not I. I'm doing the Harry's thing. We can't answer that, but over 10 million guys have tried Harry's. So you know that at least 10 million guys aren't overpaying. Instead, they're enjoying a great shave at a fair price. Look, here's what I like most about it. I like the flexible soft hinge. It glides across the contours of my face. I don't get cut. I don't get burned. That's what I love about it. That's my favorite thing about the Harry shave. But listen, here's a special offer for new customers. Harry's wants you to give you the best offer. Offer even more savings. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set. You just use code WALT at harrys.com, and you can feel good about your purchase. Look, 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know. They'll give you a full refund. Who's doing that? Look, here's the deal. They bought the German factory that makes the finest steel, that grinds it into the sharpest blades. They offered you 100% guarantee. They cut out all the stupid stuff that these major companies use. You know, the major brand for decades has bumped prices by including flex balls and heated handles and play music, things that they've used just to bump prices. Harry's doesn't do any of that. They give you a simple, perfect ergonomic design without any of the nonsense. They cut out the middleman. The rest, as they say, is history. This is Harry's. Look, Harry's has an amazing offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. All right, back to the phones. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Good, Tony. Appreciate you getting in.
I appreciate you. I haven't talked to you about the Eagles since last year before they got Howard and before the draft. There's so many things I want to talk to you about. But really, I'm gonna make it short. What do you think about the moves they've made up to this point, and how are they looking? Do you feel like they took a step forward, a step back, or they're just right where they started?
No, I think they definitely took a step forward, and I think the Slay deal is a really big deal. Look, this is a team that should compete in the NFC. I mean, I would like them at this point to win the division. I think Dallas has some uncertainty, especially with the Frederick situation moving forward. And so, yeah, look, I think at this point, Tony, that Philly looks good to me in the division. I think Carson Wentz is obviously the key. He has to stay healthy. But if Carson Wentz stays healthy, look, this is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. I mean, Carson Wentz at his best can play with anybody. I mean, we've seen that. His rookie year, he was on his way to an MVP when he got injured. He needs to stay healthy for you to reach the level that you want. And, you know, from a draft standpoint, you're in a pretty good position at 21. To take either another DB or perhaps look at wide receiver, which I think is an area of need. Look, I think ideally, if Henry Ruggs fell to Philadelphia at 21, I think Philadelphia would jump all over that. I think that would be their pick. I don't think that's going to happen. So the question is, how bad do you want Ruggs? Are you willing to move up to go and get him? And the real problem there is you don't know how far you'd have to move up. It would be sort of a live draft night kind of thing. But I still think you need another receiver, and I think that's an area you could address. It's certainly a deep wide receiver draft, so you don't necessarily have to do that in round one. But that 21 spot is in a pretty good spot to get a talented receiver, even if it's not one of the first three guys. If it's one of the next group of guys, and then like I said, we'll see whether they're willing to make a jump. But yeah, I think, Tony, here's what it looks to me like the Eagles are doing a little bit of. You know, remember a couple years back, the Rams sort of went all in to win then, and it sort of backfired on them. They got there, they didn't win, and now they're sort of paying the price. The Eagles seem to be trying to win now. And look, I think that's a smart front office. It's a good coaching staff. And I think they know what they're doing, though, perhaps to a greater degree than the Rams front office did. So I think you're going to be all right, Tony. I would think you win the NFC East, and obviously with the goal of getting to the Super Bowl. But I think you'll be in contention for it. I mean, I think it's a good football team.
Yeah, so at 21, I'm hearing a lot of Justin Jefferson. What do you think about him, and do you think T. Higgins would be a better fit at that spot?
Yeah, I think that Jefferson is going to go before T. I think because of the numbers that T posted or didn't post in the postseason. And I think Jefferson, who obviously came off a big year with LSU, followed it up with a almost surprising combine performance. And he ran a 4.42, I think it was. And looked good doing it. And I've heard him interviewed. Sounds like a real sharp kid. Now, the one thing is, you know, he actually prefers to play in the slot, which is interesting because in part because he has a two-way go, and so he prefers that. And we'll see how that element works out. But I think Jefferson is in that range. Look, depending on how quickly the first three go, Jefferson could well be the next one, and there's a chance he could go before that spot, depending on where those receivers start to pull off the board. But yeah, I think Jefferson at 21 is certainly, you know, one possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember, were you pretty high on JJ Arcega-Whiteside last year?
No, I had some questions about JJ, about his play speed, his game speed. You know, he's a point of catch guy. You know, he's a big physical guy. He can give you he's a red zone target, but he's not a separation guy. Of course, the NFL is not a separation league. Look, he has potential. He has potential. You know, he's never going to be a yards after catch guy. That's not who he is. He doesn't give you that ingredient. But what he can give you is a red zone target.
Yeah, I didn't remember exactly how you felt about him, but I thought you might have been high on him, but the season he had, I was like, man, I hope we could turn him into something because he ain't show nothing last year.
Well, you know, again, he's a young receiver adjusting to the physicality of the game, but again, he is what he is. You know, I mean, I've spoken often. You know, we have a relative of his who calls the show frequently, and you probably heard one of those conversations, and. You know, and I wasn't sure. You know, I thought he's not a guy again who separates. He never was. And look, they knew this. I mean, they knew what they were getting when they drafted him. He's a big physical catch point guy who can win in the red zone. And you hope that moving forward that he's able to give you that. But he certainly went through a transition period. But, you know, look, there are a lot of pieces on that football team. You're going to add another good piece at 21 because if you do go receiver, there are going to be good options there, whether it's Jefferson, whether it's Ayuk, whether it's Rager, whether it's T. Higgins, whether it's Denzel Mims. There are going to be a bunch of quality receivers there for Philadelphia at 21 if that's the route they want to go in. But again, the one thing I would keep in mind that I would watch for is the Henry Ruggs situation, because I really believe, my heart of heart, that's the guy the Eagles would want. But whether they can make a move to go get him or not, or whether he somehow just leaks through, which is possible, depends on how many quarterbacks and offensive linemen go in front of him, and then where those receivers start to come off the board. Because, you know, again, you could have... You know, the Jets have needs all over the place, but the Jets could take a receiver. They spent a lot of time vetting offensive linemen, but they could take a receiver. The Raiders could take a receiver at 12. You know, so they could start to come off in that range. And, you know, and is there a chance that Ruggs slips through? Here's the problem. I don't think Ruggs slips past Denver. So in my mind, if you wanted Ruggs, you would have to at least jump in front of Denver. You know, maybe make a deal with Tampa or something of that sort.
Yeah, and with everything, they already gave up two picks. They have eight total now, but they gave up two picks to get Slay. So I don't know if that would be a good move to make that jump.
Probably not. You want the draft capital. You're a team that's done well through the draft, so probably not. It's a fair point.
Exactly, yeah. All right, well, thanks for your time, Walt.
Yep, thank you, Tony. Well done. Call me more often. Good job. You want to get in, 654-7627. I wanted to address a couple things on the text line, if I get back to it. Texter says, Walt, Bills may have gotten together the last few years, but you must admit they're a mess for 20 years. Artur Pergula has been an impulsive, rich guy. I think there's something to that. Jay says, no less than Senior Bowl director Jim Nagy agrees on Pert, tweeted out that he was perhaps best tackle in draft, and NFL teams loved him. Good call. Yeah, but I said it before, Jim, and we spoke to Jim about it on the show. Yeah. In fact, I raised that issue with Jim. Maybe you missed that. Brandon from Easley says, did Chamberlain make the list? Great show, Walt. He did, Brandon. He made the list at 18. Had he won that title, I would have put him higher. Ted says, do you have outside linebacker defensive end Jarrell Taylor out of Tennessee in your top 100, Walt? I do, as of now. I do. You know, he's a borderline guy for me, and I'm still in the process of making that evaluation. But as of now, I don't have it in front of me, but I think I have him somewhere near 80. You know, and again, that can change. I still am trying to work through about 150 players. I have a completed top 100, but I'm still comparing guys. Comparing what I think round three type players look like in the National Football League. So I'm still evaluating all of those issues. Texas said, would you say it's better to have a middle of the pack quarterback, much like Brady at the beginning of his career, or so he thought, and build around that rather than have an elite quarterback? I don't think you're going to find many situations like Brady's. You know, it's hard to find a late round quarterback that works out to be successful. Prescott may be the most recent example, but I think that's a dilemma. I don't think it's easy to find guys like that. Brady's almost an exception to every rule. How about this, Ramona? Tester 729 says, Walt, first time text. Hey, by the way, appreciate you getting in, 729. He says, huge Redskins fan. You're exactly right. Haskins was thrown under the bus. They backed it up and ran over him again and again. The staff was trying to get the stink off of them and put it on Haskins. They were a lost cause. Haskins is full of promise. See, I agree with every word of that, and great first-time text. Yeah, and again, that's what I saw from the outside in that situation. I just think they did absolutely nothing to help their young quarterback. It seemed clear to me there was a conflict between ownership, coaching staff, etc., about Haskins. And look, there were a lot of people. Brady Quinn thought Haskins was the best quarterback in the draft. He fell through to 15. And again, it felt like the Redskins coaching staff was just being stubborn about not wanting to give him a chance when their quarterback sucked. You know, so there wasn't a reason not to give him a chance. And then they finally give him a chance. It's at Buffalo. In game 9, I think it was. And that this is not what you do with a rookie quarterback. That was like, honestly, to me, it looked like they intentionally found the worst, most difficult game they could throw him into with the mind's eye of proving that he couldn't play. It didn't prove that he couldn't play. It proved that you're an A. That's what it proved. You know, and it proved that you're sort of despicable, and that's why you're gone. And then when the kid finally got a chance to play, and remember, his best weapon was a fellow rookie wide receiver. You know, which is no way for a rookie quarterback to get started anyway. But McLaurin, the rookie of Ohio State, was his, and there really weren't any other weapons other than that. So, to me, I think they did him wrong in every way they could do him wrong. And despite that, he still started to show out at the end of the year. His last two games, he was really good. He threw four touchdown passes, and I know he threw no picks. And in the game against the Giants, he was carving them up. He had thrown two first-half touchdowns. It was 12 of 15 and hadn't thrown a pick. And then he got injured enough that they didn't want to send him back in the game because I think finally someone was beginning to see some promise in him. So he's a kid. He's a young man who played 1 year of college. That's the other thing. He only had the benefit of playing 1 year really as a college starter. So he needed some development. The Redskins did everything wrong by him. I think he is their future. I don't think the Redskins are drafting a quarterback at two. I think Haskins is their future, and I think they probably suspect that.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet upholstery. Tile and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina is offering 6 months of no payments when purchasing any 2019 or new 2020 Ford car, truck, or SUV. Exclusively in conjunction with Ford Motor Company and Ford Credit, go payment-free for the first 6 months of your auto loan. Unbelievable savings during these unusual economic times. Now is the time to take advantage of these huge stimulus savings from Edwards Auto Sales. Buy or lease a new Ford and drive payment-free for the first 6 months. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. Edwards Auto Sales, the home of no dealer fees.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
It's an important time to support locals like Joe's New York Pizza in Clemson and Seneca. Now open Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 7, with takeout, curbside, and delivery at both locations. And Clemson has patio dining, weather permitting, serving up the sauce they've become so well known for. Joe's New York Pizza, make them your choice for takeout, curbside, and delivery Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 7. In Clemson, call 722-5464. In Seneca, call 888-0009. Joe's New York Pizza.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The